The Varieties of Religious Experience by William James. Narrated by John Pruden. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. This book would never have been written had I not been honored with an appointment as Gifford Lecturer on Natural Religion at the University of Edinburgh. In casting about me for subjects of the two courses of 10 lectures each, for which I thus became responsible, it seemed to me that the first course might well be a descriptive one on man's religious appetites, and the second a metaphysical one on their satisfaction through philosophy. But the unexpected growth of the psychological matter as I came to write it out has resulted in the second subject being postponed entirely, and the description of man's religious constitution now fills the 20 lectures. In Lecture 20, I have suggested rather than stated my own philosophic conclusions, and the reader who desires immediately to know them should turn to the postscript of the book. I hope to be able at some later day to express them in more explicit form. In my belief that a large acquaintance with particulars often makes us wiser than the possession of abstract formulas, however deep, I have loaded the lectures with concrete examples, and I have chosen these among the extremer expressions of the religious temperament. To some readers I may consequently seem, before they get beyond the middle of the book, to offer a caricature of the subject. Such convulsions of piety, they will say, are not sane. If, however, they will have the patience to read to the end, I believe that this unfavorable impression will disappear. For I there combine the religious impulses with other principles of common sense which serve as correctives of exaggeration, and allow the individual reader to draw as moderate conclusions as he will. My thanks for help in writing these lectures are due to Edwin D. Starbuck of Stanford University, who made over to me his large collection of manuscript material. To Henry W. Rankin of East Northfield, a friend unseen but proved to whom I owe precious information. To Theodore Flournoy of Geneva, to Canning Schiller of Oxford, and to my colleague Benjamin Rand for documents. To my colleague Dickinson S. Miller, and to my friends Thomas Wren Ward of New York, and Vincenti Lutoslavski, late of Krakow, for important suggestions and advice. Finally, to conversations with the lamented Thomas Davidson and to the use of his books at Glenmore above Keene Valley, I owe more obligations than I can well express. Harvard University, March 1902.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?